Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link's first quarter 2018 earnings release presentation. This is Ally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figures, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Now, if you will please turn to page two for our first quarter income statement. During the first quarter of 2018, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 4.98 billion, about the same level as last quarter, attributing to the continued strength in project shipment. As compared to a year ago quarter, sales increased by 5.3%. On the other hand, sales in digital home products were weaker than expected as the company's new generation of cameras is expected to start shipping in the second quarter to meet seasonal demand in the second half year. I'll go into more detail on the respective regions and product performance in later slides. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 29%, which was up from 27.8% from sequential quarters due to favorable product mix as well as currency movement in our favor. Including the impact of inventory provision, gross margin was 28.8%, which was still higher than prior quarter 28.4%, despite having to take NT dollar 12 million of inventory provision loss instead of inventory write-back of NT dollar 29 million. Operating expenses for the first quarter was NT dollar 1.37 billion, or 27.6% of net sales. In absolute dollar term, there was an OpEx reduction of 2.4% from sequential quarter and 3.6% reduction from a year ago quarter. Net operating margin for the quarter was 1.2%, showing the positive results from management two-pronged approach, focusing on product margin improvement and reduced operating costs through process optimization and restructuring non-performing units. Please move to page three for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Non-operating income reported this quarter was NT dollar 2 million as compared to non-operating gain of 123 million in prior quarter. First quarter non-operating gain comprised of 28 million loss derived from investee company under equity method, FX gain NT dollar 17 million, and other financial income NT dollar 13 million. Consolidated net loss after tax and non-controlling interest was NT dollar 13 million, and EPS was NT dollar 0.02 per share. Turning on to page four for the balance sheet's breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 3.25 billion. Account receivables was NT dollar 4.45 billion, and AR turnover days, 80 days, in line with our credit offering. Inventory was down by NT dollar 358 million, sequentially reported at NT dollar 2.8 billion, and inventory turnover improved to 73 days. Now please turn to page five for the company's key financial ratios. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.62 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.43. Return on equity for the first quarter was 0.6%. Now please turn to page six for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continued to be the most important market for D-Link, accounting for 60% of our consolidated net revenue, followed by Europe 31% and North America 9%. Sales in the European market were up 18% from sequential quarter and 50% from a year ago quarter due to ongoing project shipments. Asia Pacific market were down by 4.1% quarter-over-quarter, mostly due to seasonality factor and slower project deployment in regions affected by the sluggish economy. For the North America region, first quarter sales were lower 22.3% on quarter-over-quarter basis as retail sales were impacted by product delay, especially in digital home products. Please move on to page seven, which showed our 2018 first quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 64.8% of total first quarter revenue, while broadband was at 13.7%, digital home at 5.4%, and others with 16.1%. During the first quarter in 2018, retail sales for consumer products such as router and IP cameras were lower due to seasonality as well as new products launch delay. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact Dealing Investor Relations.